Hello, 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 everybody. This is Justin Martinez, a podcast, Take That, where we discuss controversial questions and basically anything can go here. So with me today is Matt McGorn and Jason Servina. Say hello to the people, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Jason.
Hello.
Yeah. Well, we got some good questions today, guys. You guys ready for some fun here?
Yeah.
Matt, you
ready last year?
You ready last year? Jason, you ready?
We got to keep it realistic.
Yeah, we got to keep it realistic here, guys. So let's go ahead and get down to it right now. Our question for today is a really good one. It's zombie apocalypse. If you could have a draft, who would you select on your team and why? So, I guess let's go ahead and get started. You guys ready?
Sure am.
Yeah.
I'm still ready last year.
Okay, let's go then.
With the first overall pick in the draft, Team Justin selects...
Chuck Norris. Basically, guys, you already know. This is a self-explanatory pick. Chuck Norris, he's, I think, like 72-year-olds, but he still gets things done. So, what do you guys think?
He's Chuck Norris.
Solid all the way around.
Yeah, just overall solid. I think you guys would have done the same thing. So, let's go ahead and move on to the second overall pick here.
With the second overall pick in the draft, Team Jason selects...
Daryl Dixon.
Daryl Dixon from The Walking Dead. Why?
Well, he has a crossbow, and he goes ham on zombies. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. If there's anybody that you would want... protecting you from zombies, I think it'd be clearly Dixon.
Yeah, I mean, he has experience, you know. Matt, what do you think?
I don't know who Daryl Dixon is.
Matt doesn't watch The Walking Dead, everybody. But, I mean, I think for you, well, for y'all that don't know, all you need to know is that he's a redneck with a crossbow, and he's a licensed beast. So, let's go ahead and move on then.
With the third overall pick in the draft, Team Matt selects...
James Harrison.
James Harrison. I like the enthusiasm. Why James Harrison?
He gives guys concussions and he'll concuss the zombies.
Yeah, for those of y'all that don't know, he's an NFL football player. He's known to concuss people. So, Jason, what are your thoughts on concussions?
Concussions are very bad for society.
They're terrible for society. I mean, I'm no expert. I haven't been concussed, but I've heard that it's not fun whatsoever.
Yeah, they're terrible. They're very painful and you black out.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and move on then.
With the fourth overall pick in the draft, Team Matt selects...
The Game.
The rapper. Why The Game?
Well, he got shot point-blank in his apartment, so he has the mental toughness to deal with the zombie apocalypse, and he can provide, you know, some entertainment for all the depressed people fighting against the zombies.
That's true. Jason, I see you shaking your head here. Why not The Game?
Well, a lot of people have been shot before, and I don't think that really justifies you to be good at killing zombies, but...
Were they shot in their apartments?
It doesn't matter where you're shot.
All right, then. Well, The Game picked our fourth overall pick, so let's go ahead and move on to the fifth overall pick in the draft.
With the fifth overall pick in the draft, Team Jason selects...
Mike Ditka.
Mike Ditka, the man with the stash. Why Mike Ditka?
Well, he's notorious for just yelling at people. I mean, he's a fierce coach and ex-football player. So, I mean, if there's anybody that can intimidate zombies, I think it'd have to be Mike Ditka.
Yeah, I've heard that no one enjoys a thorough yelling. So, I mean, I would assume the zombies would not like that, man. What about you, Matt? What do you think?
He has really cool sunglasses.
That sums it up. And sweater vest, right?
Sweater
yeah.
vest.
Don't forget about his mustache.
Sponsored by Pepsi.
And his mustache.
Yeah, and the mustache. So we're going to move on then.
With the sixth overall pick in the draft, Team Justin selects...
Stephen Hawking. I already know. I see you guys shaking your head. Why not Stephen Hawking? What do you guys think about this pick?
Well, he's a very intelligent person, but if his wheelchair malfunctions, you are not in good shape.
I mean, Matt, what do you think about this?
What if he gets turned into a zombie? He's even the smartest zombie
No. I'm not going to see The Game or Mike Ditka finding a cure, okay? That's the whole point, is I want someone that can find a cure.
But they can actually outrun the zombies.
No, I know The Game isn't going to find a cure, and Stephen Hawking, he can find a cure, so that's why I'm picking him. Let's go ahead and move on.
With the seventh overall pick in the draft, Team Justin selects...
Jackie Chan, the Kung Fu Master, the man who's sponsored by V8 Splash, guys. What do you think?
I think it's a pretty solid pick. I mean, he's just known for being the Kung Fu Wizard.
Yeah, he is quite wizard-like in Kung Fu. Matt, what do you think?
Wait, he's sponsored by V8 Splash?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so would you have picked him earlier if you had known that?
No.
Okay, well, anyway, it's a good thing. So we're going to move on then to our eighth overall pick in the draft.
With the eighth overall pick in the draft, Team Jason selects...
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Why? Explain to us.
Well, he's the Terminator. Mm-hmm. He's a very intimidating person that I think will be more than well equipped to fight zombies.
Yeah, I mean, Matt, what's your opinion on this pick here?
He's half robot, and robots beat zombies.
Yeah, it's like rock, paper, scissors. Just robots beat zombies, plain and simple. So we're going to move on, then.
With the 9th overall pick in the draft, Team Matt selects...
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman, the motivational speaker. Why?
Well, he's a very good motivational speaker, and when everyone's depressed and trying to, you know, like, give up, he's going to be like, no, don't give up. Be stronger. And who doesn't want to fight to protect Morgan Freeman?
That's true. I would fight for that man. So, Jason, what do you think?
I mean, there's no question that he has a super awesome voice, but I don't think his voice will help you to defeat zombies.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're going to move on to the 10th overall pick here.
With the 10th overall pick of the draft, Team Matt selects...
The Great Khali.
Great Khali. Okay, why him?
Well, he's a 7-foot former WWE wrestler who's ginormous, and his go-to move is wrapping his humongous, scary hands around your head and crushing your head.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that a skull snapping is not enjoyable whatsoever.
It's very painful.
Yeah, so Jason, what do you think about skull snapping?
That's not good.
It's not good at all, so I mean...
Is that not good for society?
Especially
either?
Not for society.
Yeah. I mean, society doesn't need that, so...
Yeah.
We're going to move on then to our 11th pick in the draft.
With the 11th overall pick in the draft, Team Jason selects...
Super Hot!
Super Hot!
Oh! Super Hot Fire, ladies and gentlemen. For those of y'all that don't know, this guy is awesome, okay? I mean, he's like the best rapper ever, but at the same time, he's not a rapper. So, Jason, why him?
I mean, he busts those fat rhymes, and when I say fat, I say it with a PH.
There's a difference, yeah.
I mean... He just has the intellectual smarts to confuse any zombie or any person that tries to get into an argument against him.
Yeah, I mean, Matt, what do you think about the pick?
He spits hot rhymes, and he spits fire.
Yeah, I mean, he's a fire spitter, so because he's super hot, boy. So, for those of y'all that don't know him, you might want to look him up, and then you'll see just how good of a pick that is. So let's go ahead and move on, then.
With the 12th overall pick in the draft, Team Justin selects...
Rick Grimes, that's who I'm going with our last pick in the draft, guys. He's the actual leader of The Walking Dead, so, I mean, he is awesome. He's got a cowboy hat and a gun. He's great. So what do you guys think?
I think it's pretty solid. I mean, you need somebody with experience, and a leader is always nice to have on your team.
Yeah, Matt?
Who's Rick Grimes?
I forgot. Matt doesn't watch The Walking Dead, so I guess that's it, everybody. Our recap here is for Team Justin, we've got Chuck Norris, Stephen Hawking, Jackie Chan, Rick Grimes, and then for Team Jason, we've got Daryl Dixon, Mike Ditka, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Super Hot Fire. For Matt, we've got James Harrison, The Game, Morgan Freeman, and Great Khali. So you guys just need a vote now. Go ahead and tell us which team you think would last longer. And I guess that's it for today, guys. See you later.